This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder prosecutors are adding 44 criminal charges against the man accused of killing 10 people in a grocery store last month. The new filing includes 20 counts of attempted murder for the people who were shot at but not hit. Other charges indicate the suspect had a magazine that holds more bullets than allowed under Colorado law. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Pueblo County is exploring aquaponics thanks to a $175,000 grant from NASA. Spokeswoman Becky Medina says the project has helped young people stay connected.
The nimbleness of these types of programs to be able to reach youth and continue engaging them, you know, when there was a lot of shutdown.
Middle and high school students from Southern Colorado will perform experiments and collect data using in-home plant and fish grow kits. Colorado House passed a bill today that would create an Office of Agricultural Drought and Climate Resilience. If it passes the Senate, it would provide technical assistance and incentives to help farmers and ranchers respond to the impact of climate change. The state is experiencing increasingly severe droughts, which strains water supply and ecosystems that support the agriculture industry. More than half of the state is currently in severe drought. Denver's at 30 degrees, Colorado Springs 41, Grand Junction 64. This is CPR News.